afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show coming to you live out of Alaska. Snow today! Yay! Couldn't wait. Right. I got two cats. One's kind of a tabby, the other's black. I called him Romeo, and the other one Romeo. They like both to be held and loved, so when I go outside, I can just say, Romeo, Romeo, where art thou? Boy, I tell you, I let them out this morning and snow, and they were sitting at the door, couldn't wait to get inside. I don't think they're too fond of that stuff. I'm not either, because it runs my bill up on heating and trying to stay afloat up here. I tell you, I got so much information, and I am telling you, I learned so much. I'm still researching from just a little bit of Amy Barrett. I am telling you, that is one amazing woman. I am so impressed. I think she's going to go down, if not the best Supreme Court justice we ever had. She's going to be at the top, and God, is she smart. Them Democrats say, oh, God, I tell you, they had no chance. No chance. It was like a little kindergarten going up against her to try to trap her into something. And she's what we need, which I'm going to go over the brief of the Supreme. I'm working on that because we're going to on the Mooney case, which I'm going to get into in a minute. But she gave me so many things, a way that they look at stuff. It's just amazing. And she put it so concise. And unfortunately, my video program screwed up on some of it, but I got the text of it. That's what I really needed anyway. So then after the show today, Rudy Giuliani is going to be on Mark Levin. I'm going to record that one. I'm telling you, that's going to be a hoo-ha because the information is out now. We got old Hunter Biden doing torture and pedophilia and payoffs and giving money to the big guy. Can you? How stupid? Of course, that's what happens when you get on crack and all the other drugs. You drop a hard drive off with all of these emails and then don't go pick it up. Woo! The Creator was looking over us, looking out for us. Couldn't happen at a better time. Of course, old Ray of the FBI, he's been sitting on this. His days are numbered. I don't know if Trump will fire him. Probably not before, but I guarantee you, watch. He is going to be unemployed. He should be charged with a crime. I don't know. That probably won't happen. And Mr. Bill Barr and Durham, we got enough evidence. There's enough evidence now to indict these people. We don't have to wait for the, but we can't. Barr, he's, I hear him talk. He's got a hell, he does have a fairly good record. Talks about the rule of law. I want to see action. I want to see indictments. I'm tired of this smoke and mirrors nonsense. We have got people at the highest level committing treason, folks. That's treason, what some of these people, Clinton and the Biden's been doing. Giving information to the other side, taking money for the other side. Quid pro quo. I mean, my God, you don't do it in 2 and 6 hours. Why, SOB, why, son of a B, he fired the prosecutor. Backed up by real evidence. I've never seen any. This is exciting times because I am telling you what's at stake is the same thing as when the Revolutionary War came along. We were either going to be a free people, have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or we are going to be slaves to the corrupt minions of Satan. That's what's going on. These people on the Democratic side are minions of Satan. Anytime you will take a baby just before it's born and pull it and kill it, or set it out on a table and then let see if it'll die, or if mama wants to, oh, I don't know by right, I don't know if I want that there thing or not. You know, I enjoyed having sex, but I'm so stupid I can't do concept, you know. Are we like stupid or what? And voting, no ID. What the hell? You can't do anything without an ID that has any significance. You can't get nothing except voting. I was disappointed only in one thing. Only one thing that I was disappointed that Amy Barrett said. Only one thing about the George Floyd thing. Because I know she knows better. Visually, it looked like something was going on that was bad. From the information I got, the police are taught that's one of the ways to hold a guy down. And the bottom line is, what was going on there? What would we do? See, that's the thing, that all of these Antifa and all these Black Lives Matter, which is a nice three word about Black Lives Matter. What a crock of smoke. That don't mean anything. It's just something for the stupid and illiterate. They're Marxists, anarchists, communists. They're Bolsheviks, just like what happened in Russia. Slash and burn. And murder. And get away with it. And then we got people like Kamala Harris that's getting around, and we're bailing out these people that are burning people's businesses out. And a lot of them are Black people. God almighty. What is wrong? I don't know. I like that gal in Baltimore that's wearing, she was wearing a red dress. Now she's got a white dress. I don't remember her name right now. I'll have to look it up. But she's running down there to what's happened. How can you have a school that nobody can read or write? What the hell do they teach? What do they do all day? Basket weaving or political nonsense? Or this 1619, everything our country is just built on pure evil. God, I wish these people, I'm telling you, we got to have Trump reelected. We got to get the Senate. We got to get the House of Representatives. And of course, in the Senate, we got a bunch of rhinos in there. But it is what it is. You take what you got. But I think this latest thing, I think this is going to take Mr. Biden and his son Hunter. It's so blatant that even Barr can't hold it back. And Ray, of course, he's gonna go why. You watch too, after sometime probably next year, I think Trump is going to start issuing U.S. notes again. And that's about half of the debt is going to go. You take in a Federal Reserve note and issue a U.S. note back and burn the damn thing. There goes about half your debt right there. Get back to constitutional money. Take the Federal Reserve and tell them. And Trump knows about it. He initially did a thing on that, and then he put it behind because there's only so many enemies you can take on. He's done so much now. I don't know how he gets some of this stuff done. I honestly don't. But I'll tell you what. This election is about one thing. The survival of our republic. Or surrender, we're headed into the abyss like in Revelation. It will get so bad. So bad. Because these people that are of the Biden, they are for the, quote, citizens of the United States. And a citizen of the United States has no natural rights, which is inalienable rights. And they have no political rights. If they have only civil rights, which has no morals, no constitution, no soul, nothing. It's a fiction. It's a made-up fiction. It can't have a soul. It's like a corporation. You can take on the character of a citizen of the United States like you can take on the character of being a landlord or a tenant. But those definitions are statutorily created. They have no soul. They have no morals. That's why they're so anti-Christian. A citizen of one of the several states, the most important thing we have on being born, is where is our birthright? There are people all over the world that would love to have their birthright to be in this country, in one of the sovereign states. Of course, it's all there. It's just not being used right now. That birthright is so important because that gives you natural rights. It gives you civil rights. And what they won't talk about is political rights. And that's another thing that those guys know including Republicans and Democrats, when they talked about the voting, they were trying to get Barrett, Judge Barrett, down on her voting thing. They used the word civics. They will not use that word political rights, because we can't have the American people actually knowing there are three things: the natural rights, natural law, those are unalienable rights. And we have the civil rights, which are fictions, and us go in and we can sue each other back and forth in a court. You can't take those away. You can't take away inalienable rights either, but those are secured in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And then we have political rights. Why is that important? Because that is the ability to get around and the right of suffrage and the right of the elective franchise to put people that have to have an office that we created, and they have to take an oath of office. That's really important. Who would turn off over your life, liberty, and property without a written document called a Constitution and a Bill of Rights? These are things thou shalt not touch. Period. And then we get people like this Ginsburg gal. Oh, God. She's just such a great woman. Well, at Heller case on the Second Amendment, she voted, she was one of the dissenting, to take away your Second Amendment rights. Oh, that makes her really special. Oh, man, I want more like her. I bought the book that Cruz put out, One Vote Away, which is really important. The thing that irritates me is he doesn't even bring up her name on that issue. Because somehow we got to be nice up there. We have to call these people out, black and white. If you're a liar, you're a liar. You can say it politely, but you're still a liar. And the Democrats, I watched the whole thing. I got so tired of watching these Democrats lie. You just literally cannot make this stuff up. And then on that gal, are you a white supremacist? How many times has Trump said that? I mean, they pick these people, so it's always Trump against the commentator. And then, of course, the other guy, whoever's on the other side, like old Biden, he gets nothing. Softball questions. Actually, he's sitting in a thing with having an ice cream. That's how important what he's doing is. It's just unbelievable. The corruption is unbelievable. I knew our country was corrupt. I had no idea of the depth that it was. I know Alaska came in on equal footing with the other states. You know what you don't get when you come in equal footing with the other states? That's what they're trying to bring in D.C. and Guam or Puerto Rico. And none of these talking heads talk about the fact that they read the damn act. There's only one place that talks about the several states in a very limited way, because they can't. It comes in equal footing, it says, with the other states. The Northwest Ordinance, it says equal footing with the original states in all respects whatsoever. If you come in like Alaska, you know what you get? You get no counties. You get no sheriffs. You get an integrated bar like we have in Alaska. They have legislative and executive power, and they call it the executive damn bar. And they use their definitions in the frickin' damn court cases. The Alaska bar? Who the hell are you to be making law? And then they get around and they take like the third district, which is the venue, the land, and they say in their first charter, we're going to create administrative districts. Administrative means executive districts. So they add one word, third judicial districts. So we got executive districts. You can't make this stuff up. And all the courts use it. And they don't want to recognize it, of course. Black and white. I mean, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. It's their stuff. They have no oaths of office as public officers. They have an employee affidavit because they're all employees. I went and got the insurance policies. That's where you always want to find the real truth is when you get to the money. They're all employees. Every judge is an employee, it says. Employees have no what? Discretion. They're flunkies. You got to be a public officer. Then you go look in Alaska and they say, can you impersonate a public officer? No, you know what you can impersonate? A public official. And what's a public official? One of their BS things. Then we have a governor by statute. He's supposed to issue civil commissions to appoint. It's in Article 4. You know how many civil commissions Alaska has? None. Not since 1966. I found there one that actually forgot to purge, a real one. The governor says, thanks for accepting the appointment. They call them appointment letters. He says, thank. Well, so we sent over to the bar just recently, do you appoint these judges? Because you define governor. They actually have a definition for governor. And, of course, they come back and deny it. So who is appointing these judges and the other states? Then we have the qualifications in Alaska if you want to be one of the other states. The legislatures are Alaska residents. The executive, the governor, is a citizen of the United States. The judicial Article 4 is a citizen of the United States and the state. We got three different statuses in the same frickin' lying piece of garbage. Unbelievable. And nobody cares. Back in the
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And I'm telling you, like I say, that woman was just amazing. I hadn't really researched originalist and textualist. Originalist is to rely upon the constitutions and the principles as it's written. Textualist is to take the text as it is actually written without adding stuff to it. And then in researching some of this stuff, I mean, you talked about super precedent and then precedent. And I was just, she gave these couple of law articles and I'm going through them, absorbing it. And they talk about here in this one, this, let's see, what's this one? This is, this one here is one that she cited was 19 University of Pennsylvania Journal on Constitutional Law. 2016. And there's just so much they're telling us what in this, what they're doing. Just, you can't believe, just unbelievable. They talk about in here also, a Supreme Court justice will not have to decide whether the Social Security Administration is unconstitutional. I talk about these the stuff that gets deep-seated, and unless you're right on point, it ain't ever going to happen. That's just amazing. Unbelievable. They even talk about if there's errors, unless somebody can basically pin them down, they're not going to go there. Damn. I kind of like thought that's what we did when we went to court. Well, what do I know? I'm a naive person, I guess. But the thing is, if you're going to go up against these people, you need to know how they think. And that is really important. And she provided a great amount of information on where to go, so concisely. I sat there with reliance interest. Look to the people that relied upon the statute and that they are not disputive. So in other words, when they go do and get rid of some of this stuff, well, they look on the people that have relied on the statute and how it's going to affect them also. Unbelievable. I thought really interesting when one was under the Administrative Procedures Act, defer to agency for fact-finding refers to agency regulations when supported by substantive evidence. Well, guess what? That doesn't ever happen. You know that? It never has happened. They're supposed to only be fact-finding because an Article 3 court cannot deal with regulations. Why? There is no what? Case or controversy. There is no case. There's no controversy. Why? Everything is implied in law nonsense. What does that mean? Subject 2. Right in the 14th Amendment. Subject 2. You're creating a self-imposed obligation of which the other side has no responsibility to do anything. Yes. That's what this is all about. They don't tell us that. Why is that? Why don't they tell us about these things? definition. I have a brief on a lot of these definitions, liable, but subject to means liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to, semicolon. So another definition, governed or affected by, semicolon, provided that, semicolon, provided answerable. Subject to usually indicate a condition of one party's duty of performance and not a promise by the other. That's called an implied in law contract. And they cite quite a few cases, including one is a Supreme Court case. What does that mean? Why is that so important? Why in the holy heck would I sign up and volunteer that I'm subject to the Internal Revenue that I owe money when the IRS don't have to do anything? They can lie, steal, cheat. It's called an implied in law contract. You got me all scared, or I'm so damn stupid I don't even know what's going on, which is, how would we know or not know? Maybe it's ignorant, not stupid. How would we know? Does anybody teach us any of this stuff? No. Do they want to address it? No, because we're not supposed to know. I quit in 1995. Paying IRS. I ran a business, $2 million business. I did not give one damn penny of my stuff to the Internal Revenue criminals. Not a penny. The other people did, but I lowered their wages. If you can call them wages, and give them cash. Worked out good for all of us. Of course, if anybody had raised hell, I'd have probably been in hot water. I found enough I thought I knew, but I really didn't. I was still right. Back in the day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through healthyworldstore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back. David Boston, you got a question or a comment?
It's all day Sunday.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You got a question or comment?
Oh, hi, Ralph. Ralph, this is old Eagle River Dave, but I'm calling from back in Boston, and I understand that the Alaskan I hope I'm not interrupting your show too much. I know you're talking about all kinds of legalistic stuff, but hey, how did the AIP, the Alaska Independence Party convention, go up in your hometown up there in Wasilla yesterday?
Okay, so what's your question about the Alaska Independence Party?
No, I was just wondering, did you attend they had the convention yesterday?
I had no idea.
Huh?
I had no idea, because most of these, the Alaska Independence Party, most of these folks are off in La La Land, and they really don't want to hear the real facts, so I don't have time for them.
Oh, okay, you've written them off, huh?
I'm just telling you, I go look at the real facts. If you can't follow the truth, when the truth is in the Constitution or it's in the text and you don't want to go there, I'm done. What do we got to talk about?
Nothing. Okay, well, Ralph, one thing I'll mention to you is, hey, I think the world of Nick Begich. I don't care for Alex Jones. I think he's a phony, but anyways, Nick Begich is the only time I get to see Nick is on Alex Jones' show. He does the last hour on Friday. But
well, I can tell you a lot about Nick Begich. He is on the Go Canada thing. He did a lot of research on it. He's a brother to Mark Begich, and Mark Begich is a liar and a thief of the highest degree. Nick Begich says he's got a PhD. He does not. He admits he does not. And he's the one that I went up against when he was managing the Chickaloons, when I agreed to take on their driver's license issue, and then they wouldn't show up, and he's the one that got a $3.2 million grant, and they called me up and rubbed my nose in it. It was an FBI sting. So he's a piece of garbage, too. And then I tried to sue the Chickaloon Nation, and I didn't even know that you can't sue war hoops because they're under the control of Congress.
So in other words, Nick Begich is another whitewashed sepulcher.
Piece of garbage. They put out a little bit of truth and a lot of garbage. And he's got a brother that's so corrupt, I used to go down and pound on his butt when he was down in the Anchorage, when he was on the city council. They were taking kickoffs by phony organizations and all kinds of stuff. I was being fed that stuff, and I'd go in and bring it out. Not a peep out of anybody on the council. They don't give a rat's room.
That explains him being on the Alex Jones show. I know there's not a sincere bone in Mr. Bone Broth.
I'm not going to go up against Alex Jones. He does a lot of different things. Some things I may not agree with. Some things he does. But he's out there he's exposing a lot of stuff. So you can't broad brush some of these people. You just can't. I mean, there are areas, but we don't know why they don't go there. I don't know the answer, but there are things that they expose. So I'm not going to go there. Okay. Anything else?
Thanks for calling me in. I knew Mark was a corrupt politician, but thanks for calling me in about Nick.
Thanks for calling. So anyways, we go up on the Moonies did, to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, what are some of the issues? These are real important issues. Article 3. There's only two places in the Constitution that says ordain and establish. One is Article 3. The other was the beginning in the preamble. They established these courts. They knew they had to exist. They can't take the damn things away. But they did. They hit it. And you get this brief back. First of all, the United States of America is the plaintiff. That's a fact. It's in the damn docket sheet. It's in the complaint. And so what do we get in the appellate brief? United States versus Moonies. Wait a minute. How did United States of America get to United States? That's a big damn difference. The Constitution says it's a Constitution for the United States of America. And in the oath inside, it says Constitution of the United States. So they can't be the same. That's a fact. You can't even talk. I mean, it's ludicrous. Well, when did it change? It changed in 1913. It was United States was the real party of interest because it says the government of the United States in the damn Constitution a couple of times. So wouldn't you think that the real party of interest would be the United States? Duh. Sheesh. And it changed in 1913. What the hell happened? Something must have happened in 1913. See, I went into Westlaw and said, okay, how come we got United States of America now as a plaintiff? And then it's always on behalf of. When you say on behalf of the United States, it means United States, not the real party of interest. So who is United States of America? And when did the dang thing come about? In 1913. Why? What happened in 1913? What's so magical? Why would all of a sudden the attorney start and within 3 years it was all United States of America? There were no more United States. Took 3 years to get all them attorneys lined up. What happened? Well, I just stumbled on it. See, I don't know if I stumbled or it's providence. I was just reading a case and I had never caught it. This is Adams versus Clinton, 90F sup 2D 35, 90F period SUPP 2D 35. And it talks about the 17th Amendment. And what did they do? You see, Article 1, Section 2 talks about the House of Representatives shall be composed of who? Chosen every second year by who? People of the several states. Who are the several states? The several states are sovereign little countries under the Union of States. They all have their own citizens. They have their own civil rights. And they have the only thing in our federalism called the elective franchise or the right of suffrage. Who, they are the, only a citizen of one of the several states has that. That's why your birthright is so important. And what does it take to be, to exercise that political right? You got to be domiciled in that state for a certain period of time and claim to be a citizen of that state. Today, you got to file in your status, and I got to update the status. That status, along with claiming you're a domicile, is evidence rule under 901 number 7, self-authenticating. As a citizen of the United States, you see, when they did the 17th, they left out the word several. They just used each state. Why would they do that? The minions of Satan have been working on this actually before the Civil War. Civil War was a great time to overthrow, and they call it the Reconstruction Acts. They were not lying. They reconstructed our republic. They made a citizen of the United States the premier citizenship only if you agree to it. How could a citizen of the United States be the founding, the original thing? The damn thing didn't even exist way back when. They statutorily made this thing up in 1866, defined it. They made it up. We always had the character of the United States, of a citizen of the United States, to go and do all sorts of things. And I got this all broken down and I found in a congressional record, lining it all out based on two Supreme Court cases. You got to have the character. of a citizen of the United States. But that doesn't make you a citizen of the United States. And I got cases where they turned around and said, yeah, we flipped it. Damn, they admitted it. How in the hell can Congress flip your birthright? They didn't. It's a con job because they get us to sign up. Every damn thing we do is signed up as a citizen of the United States somewhere. I have put in my status. I even got a driver's license. I crossed it out because I wanted them to say no. They wouldn't do it. But the problem I run into is when I'm doing stuff, I have to breathe through somebody else, and they got to have the cojones to do it, and it's tough. I'm telling you, it takes till you have your foot in the thing. It's not an easy thing until you make up your mind. I know when I made up my mind. I can remember it right as vividly today. I knew I was not a citizen of the United States. And I had these people, I went down there, and they were so after me, because I have raised more H-E-double-L in Alaska. They know my name from, you. I'll tell you, talk about Winterwood, and oh, I know that guy. They gave me I was trying to find out who owned the vehicles. About to bring it up here. It's in Title 9 of the Municipal Code. It's on the Internet. It said the police can only write tickets for government-owned or government-driven vehicles. I said, well, that's really easy to figure out. It means mine's not government-owned. I didn't think so. I don't think it's government-driven because I damn sure ain't getting any money from the, quote, government. So who? Why are you writing me a ticket? I fought that for years. I even had tags made up, UCC tags. God, did that cause a furor. Really pissed them off. I surrendered my registration, my tags. They impounded my truck. I left it set for several months. I went to a sale to sell it because I was there to see if they would sell it. With me surrendering that, they didn't sell it. I spent $1,600 to get the damn thing out of Hawk. That's when I had more money than brains. But I tested it. Because I didn't know. And they wouldn't tell me what was going on. And it's so damn simple. The thing I can tell you unequivocally on researching anything. Go to the root of the problem. Forget the limbs and all that. They're important. Go to the root. I finally wised up after quite a few years. Why don't I go over to Wasilla and see what all of the original documents are? And they didn't want to give them to me. I said, I want to buy a car. I want a lawyer to look at it. Well, we're not going to give you all of this. You're going to buy a car. I said, well, I'll just go outside and protest and say, you guys here are doing some sort of fraud. I can't even look at the documents. They called a lawyer. I finally got them. You know how long it took me to find it? About 5 minutes, tops. There's an attorney in fact contract, which stands like a pure contract. Both sides. It stands in law. My benefit, I get to have a certificate of title and a frickin' damn tag. And what do? I give up all right title and interest before it ever leaves the lot. And it's notarized, too. We got to make it official. And what is the document that I don't see? The manufacturer's statement of origin has the word property on it. Oh, I can go down now that I know it exists. I can go down in Anchorage, and they got a copy of it down there. Where's the original? Oh, we destroy it. No, they don't. I fought that for years. All I had to do was go over to the dealer. Start at the root of the problem. I give the damn thing away on all the new vehicles, on every one of them that I bought before I ever got out of the thing. Who reads all that crap? I do now, just the certain parts. I don't read the other nonsense because, God, you'd be taking a lawyer as much garbage. I mean, there's just jillions of pages of stuff from the dealer. This is just a single-page document. And I got the financial manager, finally, of Wasilla on the line, and he knows this. I says, why don't you tell somebody? He says, well, that's just the way it is. We can't sell cars unless we get you to sign this. And we don't know. I'd never seen a manufacturer statement of origin. I'd heard of them. Never saw one. I've got copies of them now. They say property. And what's amazing, when I bought a new pickup, came to Idaho, they had to sign it over in Washington to get it, put it on the barn. So Washington had to take control of the property. And then when it come to the banker up in Alaska, this was in the seat, and the banker says, did you get that package? I'm sitting there, and like a dumb twit, I had this whole thing over and never even looked inside. Talk about stout. God, I wish I could take that back. I'd have kept that thing and told that banker, hey, y'all know what? I got a piece of paper here that says Ralph owns it. Have a nice life. Unbelievable. You just literally can't make up how corrupt our republic is. So we get back to the Moniz case. There's no doubt United States of America is not United States. It couldn't be. There was an Articles of Confederation. It didn't say the Articles of Confederation for the United States. It's in the United States of America. It still exists. It's a country. It says right in the Constitution of the United States, there is executive power. Let's see, what's the exact words here? Let me look it up. For United States of America. The president still has that. It's in there. It's right in the Constitution. Let me see what it says exactly. Let me get to Article 2 here. The executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. Executive power. But he takes an oath to what? To be the president of the office of the president of the United States. For that's for a more perfect union, and that only exists within the territorial boundaries of the several states. Didn't exist outside, technically. Doesn't exist. It's a tough concept because we have it's like an overlay of things going on. We think of just there's one government and it's all unanimous. No, that's not the way our republic is set up. We have the several states. They're sovereign countries. They got their own. They have their own constitutions. Back in.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, we're back, and we got another bite at the apple up there with these guys. You just, like I say, just literally, Scott in California, question or comment on what we're talking about?
And I've been listening to Ralph, it's a question. I've been listening to you for years. This District Court of the United States versus United States District Court, and I'm going to tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Internal Revenue Code 7345, revocation or denial of passport. And you can go to court under subsection E, but you're supposed to
Hold on a minute. I missed the original side. I didn't have a pen. What are you citing?
Okay, 7345, Internal Revenue Code.
Okay.
And subsection E, if I want to challenge the revocation of my the certification, I can. It says right here in subsection E, I'm supposed to sue the United States, and it's supposed to be in a district court of the United States. So I know that a USDC is different than a DCUS, but I got a question for you. What would happen if I titled it District Court of the United States for the district, and I said I'm suing the United States under this subsection E? I want a judicial review of the certification, but I'm pretty sure what happens is the United States of America shows up. And can you explore that subject? And what would happen if I put the paperwork into a USDC, but I titled my paper District Court of the United States?
Okay, I've already done that many times. District Court of the United States, I put it in quotation marks.
Yeah.
And they just ignore it. They won't go there. Because they can't.
What I'm wondering is, can you invoke a district court of the United States at a U.S. district court?
Tried it so far because there ain't nobody home. There's nobody there qualified, and that's one of the things we're working on, and see what this gets down to. Is the qualifications are so important? You got to look at words that they can't touch.
Here's another.
Pull it up and I'll read it here and make sure I get it exactly right. I know it by heart, but let's just make sure I got it right here. Let's go up to, let me pull up the statutes here of 28 USC. Let me get it here. Take me just a second to find it. 28 USC and 132. There are things that they cannot do ever. And one of the first things I learned when you're dealing with these guys, put it in quotation marks. And they can't deal with it. Because what they're stuck with is when it's in quotation marks, they can't go there. So what did they establish? This is a statutory thing. there shall be in each judicial district a district court. Okay?
Okay.
Known as United States District Court. United States District Court. Okay. So that establishes what's created, right?
Okay.
This is in C. By law or rule or order of the court. Now that tells us right there we got a problem, because the next part is judicial power of a district court. Judicial power of a district court may be exercised by a single judge. What the hell does that mean? Is that what the Article 3 says? Are you familiar with Article 3 of the Constitution?
I'll go review it in terms of what you're talking about.
Okay, well, let me tell you what it says. It's not a question. I'm trying to embarrass you here. It's very, very specific. In Article 3, judicial power of the United States. That is not the same as judicial power of a district court.
Okay, gotcha.
Now there's, if you put those, they won't touch those in a brief. They will say the word Article 3, but they won't go to judicial power. And what else has happened? There has to be a case and a controversy, and it has to be in law and equity. That's all in Article 3, Sections 1 and 2. They won't touch those. They just say, oh, it's okay. Article 3, and they go there. Now, what is judicial power of a district court? Now, that's an important issue, you think. What am I up against? We got two cases.
Yeah, you're talking about that legislative tribunal thing.
I'm sorry?
You're talking about the legislative tribunal, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. And we got two cases that say that that's what it is.
Okay.
But they go
I got one. Okay, Ralph, I know I'm on point to what you've been talking about lately, but here's one more question, and I'll get off the air. If it says I can bring a civil action against the United States, I know that the United States of America shows up. How do I butt heads with them on that?
Well, that's a real good question, because the only place technically is in the Court of Claims and in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They want to see the United States. Why is that? I got a case I was helping a guy on out of Mississippi, criminal. And we went to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals as United States. And guess who showed up?
Okay.
Counsel for the United States. They said, oh, no, we can't do that. It's got to go back to the Fifth Circuit. So the same case goes